When it comes to the U.S. mail, handle with care has taken on a new meaning. With the anthrax scare, people are wearing latex gloves while opening their mail. Others open envelopes outside. That's making the direct mail industry reconsider its tactics. It's also worrying merchants who market through the mail, especially with the holidays approaching. Hallie Mummert is editor of the newsletter Inside Direct Mail.
Direct marketers were just starting to see if it was a good time to drop their holiday campaigns. I know a few had held off after the terrorist attacks on September 11th, concerned that the national focus would be on broadcast media and that no one would really be paying attention to the mail in their mailbox. So many companies have just dropped mail campaigns for the holidays. And now, knowing that consumers are going to be, you know, almost afraid to go to their mailbox to see what's there, it's going to take already declining response rates and make those even worse, perhaps.
Well, that's not a modest decision. I guess a lot of them have made investment in these holiday campaigns.
Absolutely. For most companies, the holidays is a very large selling season. A good percentage of their direct marketing business and revenue for the year come from their holiday mailings. And for a smaller segment of companies, I'm thinking of Collins Street Bakery, which sells fruitcakes. This is their key selling season of the year. You know, maybe 80% of their business comes from this time.
I guess it's always been a challenge to get us to open this stuff. It's going to be a lot more difficult now, I suppose.
Yeah, it's really interesting because what was working up until the terrorist attacks and now this development of anthrax spreading much more is that it was all the kind of stealth direct mail tactics that were working, you know, not having any return address on the outside that would be identifiable other than what the Postal Service needs, which is some type of mailer permit number or indicia of some sort that tells them who the mailer is, but the average consumer wouldn't know who that mailing was coming from until they opened it, which is what it would take in the past to get someone to look at a mail piece because we've seen everything. Direct mail has been around for decades in the U.S., and you know, everyone's seen the you might already be a winner type of package or the, you know, highly important top secret information inside or something of that nature. So those things had been working extremely well up until you know, the recent developments, and now those are exactly the tactics you can't use with direct mail.
These businesses that operate through holiday catalogs, what are they going to do?
Yeah, I don't know. You have so many things that you need to do to create a catalog that it's really hard for them to turn on a dime right now and create a new mailing for the holidays. So I think pretty much the best course of action for a company that uses catalogs heavily is to start using email as much as possible and let them know ahead of time that catalog is coming.
Is this good news for radio stations or people who sell magazine ads?
It can be. It could be. I would say newspapers, definitely. And they've been hurting from what I'd understood in previous times because marketers like to use the most targeted, measurable advertising that they possibly can instead of hitting, you know, 100 people they want to speak to just the one that this message is for. So, but at this point, all our usual channels are not as effective as before. So direct marketers will be looking to, you know, where's the public attention? And right now it's on TV and on the newspapers.
Hallie Mummert is editor of the newsletter Inside Direct Mail.